This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for joining us for a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Follow the links at joy.org.au.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Hello and welcome to Catching Up on Joy 94.9. It's nice to have you all here. It's nice to have you all queer.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice too. And my name's Dolly, and nice to hear your voice, Brady. And Jamie, you're looking so buffed.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Aren't you, darling?
Join the gym. There's nothing of her, and she's brown, and she's getting buff for summer.
Now, Dolly, what do you think about them trying to ban that little cooking device, you know, where they slip, put their little bodies in, darling? What are they banning?
Sunbeds.
Like the iron. What is it?
The sunbed shops.
What do you think of that, darling? Is that going to ruin you?
Oh, no, no. I like the natural, like a little natural vitamin D in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Because I've got the European skin, darling.
It's not Euro bronze.
No, I tan very easily. I'm lucky like that.
Euro bronze.
Natural.
My goodness. Hey, guys, what's on the show tonight?
Bigots and balls.
Bigots and balls, darling. We've got a lot of them.
Describe what that means.
Brett likes to come up with very obvious themes that can sometimes be a little dull. So we decided...
but make sense for the listener.
They do make sense.
Yeah.
We thought it might be fun. We thought it might be fun to challenge ourselves with something a little obscure.
All right.
A B&B, darling.
Yes.
And a B&B could also be a ball, can't it?
It is a ball, isn't it?
Yes, a B&B ball. Has anyone been to a B&B ball before?
Oh, God, no.
Goodness me, no.
Mixed up with a BB ball in this community.
Dolls. A BB ball.
Yes.
What's
be
a BB ball?
Oh, I don't know. Wouldn't like to say.
Oh, goodness me.
Hey, so what's the special question? What are we asking our listeners tonight?
Well, I've had something really scary happen this week. A whole lot of people from my past have found me on the Facebookin.
Yes.
And are trying to organise a 20-year reunion.
Can I say on the Facebookin?
Yeah. It's German
not
for
the
Facebook.
Not the face place or facey.
No. And so all of a sudden, all these names from my past have just... appeared on my Facebook,
my God.
And it's weird.
Because you haven't been married, so it's not like they've got to dig deep.
No.
It happened to me just before my 20-year high school reunion as well. Mm. And it's like...
It's freaky.
The problem is, though, half the people, I'm still like... Did I go to school with them?
I can't remember. I can't remember half of them.
But why would you want to?
Well, you've got
to. I don't get it. Why would
some
you
people.
Want to?
So what's the question we're asking
mean
tonight?
For some people, who gives a stuff? I mean, if you haven't kept in contact, it's for a good reason.
Well,
surely.
Look, no, it's nice for old time's sake, sweetheart. It's old time's sake.
Is it?
Well, we're asking you, do you remember your high school ball? Was there anything significant that happened? Was it embarrassing? Who did you go with? You obviously didn't take a girl back then, Dolly.
Was it a taffeta dress? Was it a hide suit?
No, I didn't take a girl back then.
So,
a cummerbund.
Give us an SMS on 0427 Joy 949.
Did you have a corsage?
Of course, everyone had a corsage.
Oh, we all had.
I did.
In Perth, I would have gone with the heat.
Would have been a bit of old dry wheat, wouldn't it?
Would have been melting a bit.
Give us a call on 1300 Joy 949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to know that you're listening.
And there's been so many people, hasn't there?
We get flooded every week, don't we?
We do. We will try and get...
Computers go down generally, don't they?
Well, they did on Cup Day breakfast.
Literally.
Crash with all the excitement.
So, in line with this new Facebook conversation with the high school reunion, someone posted a photo today of me at my Year 11 formal.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not pretty,
and
sweetheart.
I didn't even recognise
it. Can I say one word? One word? Lesbian.
I looked like
a
15-year-old
lesbian.
She looked like a lesbian.
She didn't look like a lesbian.
She did. She did.
She was in a suit with a little corsage.
Exactly.
She didn't look like a lesbian at all.
Darling, tell us about the first song I'm about to play.
Well, can I tell us generally about all of our songs? We generally play a little bit of funk and a little bit of soul and a little bit of disco.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to start off slow and we're going to get fast towards the end. We're starting off with the Manhattans, and they're an American R&B. Yeah, get into it, darling.
Get into it, Brett.
1976, Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Oh, it's a good year. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with the Catching Up crew, and it's all about balls and bigots tonight. So if you want to talk about your first ball, high school ball sometime in, I think it's called in Victoria, debutante.
Oh, that's nice. Deb it's got ball. A nice ring to it, isn't it?
In WA, it's a ball, and in Queensland, it's a promenade.
It's a prom, I think, just a prom.
It's a prom. It's a bit American, prom. Isn't it?
So maybe. If you want to share us what your first ball was, 0427JOY949 to SMS us, to give us a call on 1300JOY949, or to email us on air@joy.org.au.
Yeah, but tell us anything about balls, really.
Yeah.
Anything.
Your
I remember when I went to my first prom.
Yes.
The
yes.
boy, I'm going back a few years.
Oh, yes.
The boy I went with was actually banned from the prom.
Oh,
was he a bad boy?
He threatened to kill.
Oh. who did he threaten to
a
kill?
A few of the students.
Right. Oh, my God. Are you
that
real?
Were, yes, that were bullying me. And so what happened was he came with to school. And he was very tall, and he had some mascara underneath his eyes.
Oh.
He actually painted that in
to look scary.
Right. Yeah. And he had a little pocket knife that he put in his pocket.
Oh,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
And he walked around the school saying, "I like killing,"
oh.
to everyone.
Jeez, I'm never going to Queensland, Brett.
You had a really upbringing in Queensland.
Wait for it. And then we had agriculture where in Queensland. Yeah, did you have agriculture boys in Perth?
No, because we grew up in a city.
No, okay. So we had ag and we had chookkill.
Were you in Brisbane?
In Brisbane.
They had agriculture in a city.
Chookkill.
Oh, look, I'm going to be hounded with this. But this is what happened, all right? All the politically correct people are going, "Oh, no, chooks, I can't kill chooks." But anyway, we had chookkill.
No, actually, no, you can kill chooks. Chick.
Anyway,
a chook.
Well, whatever.
A chicken.
But this is what happened at
yes.
the school.
Yes.
We had chook kill. And so he went to the boys, the bullies, and he said, "I like killing," to them, and picked up the chook kill axe and chopped off the chook's neck head.
Oh.
And then they ran.
Yeah.
And consequently, he was banned from the prom.
Oh.
But his mother went to the principal and told him about all the problems.
He's just a happy little killer.
No, he was actually just defending me because all these boys were bullying me.
Oh.
And so he was just defending me. He wasn't killing anyone with his pocket knife, sweetheart.
Seems
killed
to me,
the chook, though.
Seems
oh
to me, Dolly,
God.
That you've had a little...
But
you
we
know,
went to the prom.
Over time, there's been a lot of serial killers and crazy people that have popped
yes,
in and out of your
Queensland,
life.
It's Queensland, darling. That's
yes,
what happens.
Seems
it's not the heat, sweetie.
Yes.
It affects people.
It does.
Well, I was just going to tell the story about my week that my washing machine died. And we had to buy a new one. But killing chooks.
Hey.
Can I say, I want to complain about...
You want to write a letter.
Now, I don't know about your parents, but my parents managed to keep their life out of their white goods, like ovens, fridges, washing machine. Like, they could buy... like a white good
yeah.
and have it for 20, 30 years.
Oh, really?
Our washing machine was only 8 years old.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to.
No,
so
no.
But you know what? I bought one with an 11-year guarantee.
Oh, you're getting smarter as you get older.
No, I'm sounding like an old fart.
Mm.
That's a bit sad.
Jamie, what glamorous thing did you do during the week, darling?
Oh, look, I've got to tell you about something I've seen on the TV this week. I think it was on a news story. But have you heard about it? It's called a face-kini.
No.
So it's,
no,
yeah,
do
it's
tell.
When you go to the beach, if you're a bit worried about the sun, you can wear a face-kini. However, if you could imagine a sweat vest over your face, just with the eyes, nose and mouth cut out, a la sort of balaclava style, in sort of fluoro pink, fluoro yellow, nice bright blue.
Like zinc cream colours.
Is it to match the burkini?
No.
What's
it's
a burkini,
it's just,
Danny?
A burkini is for people of the Islamic faith who want to have something a little bit groovy to wear
just
on
want to
the
cover
beach.
Their ankles at the beach.
So it keeps their body covered,
right.
But it's a little bit groovier than wearing those black hessian shacks.
Yes, it is, isn't it, sweetheart?
Yes. Anyway, so all these people sitting around at the beach with balaclavas in fluoro colours on, well, I thought to myself, well, this is pretty clever because firstly, no nasty melanoma.
True.
Secondly, you can hold up a 7-Eleven on the way home and not get caught.
Good, right? Yeah.
And thirdly, it doubles as a great gimp costume in the evening.
Oh.
So it's a win-win. It's a three-way costume.
You're liking the fluoro bits at the moment.
I just couldn't believe it.
You've been to the gym and you've had a bit of a fluoro adrenaline rush,
I think she glows in the dark at the moment.
Why can't you just wear a hat, people?
Why can't you just wear a hat and a bit of zinc cream?
Yes.
Slip, slop, slap.
Ta-ta-ta. That's my week.
Okay. Dolly, any more other than that?
Well, I was talking to a Moroccan lady because you spoke about burqas, right?
Mm.
And I was speaking to a Moroccan mother, and she normally wears a little bit of...
a little scarf or something nice.
And she's got a nice daughter, and you think, well, you know, it would be nice to have the daughter over, but what do they think are lesbians? Probably not much. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway,
she said, she was saying about this other lesbian couple, she had no idea. And she said, now who's that one? And I said, well, that's her mother, you know, the girl's mother. She said, well, who, and what about her? And I said, well, that's the other mother. And she said, but where's the father?
Oh, no, no. You just say it's your sister,
don't
you?
And I said, well, he's not here.
Oh,
and she
dear.
Said, well, where is he? Well, he's in France. He's overseas. Oh, so they're separated. No.
No.
It's very awkward nowadays, multiculturalism. It should be quite easy.
But I don't think she had any. Like, the other gay parent was getting quieter. She said, oh, she's got no idea. And she just, you know, she does have an idea. She was fobbing me off. I said, no, she wasn't fobbing me off. She actually had
no idea.
Well, isn't it wonderful to know that no matter what nationality you are, where you come from, you can still be small-minded, can't you, no matter who you are?
That's exactly true. You're catching up on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the catching up crew, the wonderful Jamie, the fabulous Dolly, and Bad Boy Brett. Another Tuesday
night.
I don't know. I've taken that on board.
You're not a bad boy, though, Brett.
No,
really?
I'm a bit of goody two shoes.
You want to be bad, though, don't
diddly
you?
Diddly squat springs to mind.
I don't know where that came from.
Sorry.
Diddly squat.
Just means like a nice mummy's boy. Oh, didn't mean that. Take it all back.
Take it back, Lewis, and get out of here.
Get it back.
Get out of town.
At least my music worked.
We don't know yet.
Balls. And what are we talking about
tonight?
We're talking about bigots and balls. Bigots and balls.
And we want to know about your first ball or something to do with balls, or, you know, whether you remember your prom or was it embarrassing, who did you take? We want you to SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. And we've got a few shout-outs, actually, Brett.
Oh, really?
A lovely girl called Wanda. Saying,
I think I might have
Brett.
Gone to school with Wanda. Ooh, hello, Wanda. Yes. How are you, darling?
Listening from London, working from home today so I can listen again.
Oh.
I remember the Warwick Senior High School Year 10 reunion. I couldn't get the alcohol in me fast enough. Traumatic.
Oh,
love from Wanda.
That was the 10-year reunion,
yes.
Which I did not attend.
No.
Because I actually didn't want to go.
No.
And then the 20-year reunion, but unfortunately my father had only just died, so I decided not to go.
Because
it was still really sore.
Looking forward to the 30 soon then.
The 30, yeah.
We've also got another shout-out from Larissa.
Okay.
She remembers her Deb ball in 92. Wangaratta, lovely white dress, fake blue corsage, classic night.
I want to hear more about that classic night.
Who did she take, though? I'm wondering, in that lovely white dress, who she actually took.
Because you know with the Deb balls here, unlike the balls in WA, where you could wear any colour, it had to be white.
Yeah.
You could wear stonewashed denim in WA.
I just wore the non-Melbournians
and Victorians in the room.
I just wore whatever you could get a refund with from a redback.
You just hid your ammo in your pocket, didn't you? And it's a bit scary up
my
there.
My ammo was my, the boy I went with. And the who boys. Else? So wandering anyway.
Oh, bless
them. So what are we going to do? A little quiz or something, Jamie? What have you got about balls?
Oh, we love a quiz.
We've got a bit of a quiz. Now, this is the bigots and balls
bigots
quiz.
Bigots and balls, yes.
Mm. Okay. So to quote, this is, there's a couple of mix. There's a multi-choice. There's a true and false. Mm. So the first question is,
right.
Quote, which celebrity bigot said this?
Mm-hmm.
Gay guys are the horniest people in the world. They're disgusting. Dude, most of them probably have AIDS. I would be so scared if I was a gay guy.
Pope John Paul II.
Dolly, do you want to have a guess?
Oh, no.
Do you know what I find
John
really
Howard?
Funny? Is the person who is this is so pious and so gracious.
Of course it is.
Paris Hilton.
No, that little piece of work. I've never liked her.
Can I say she has been blackballed by the gays for this?
Skanky bitch. I've never liked her.
Ho.
She's a nasty little bigot.
Okay. Nasty little bigot.
So
can you give us a clue if it's male or female?
Oh, yes, I will do next time. Sorry, darling.
That was a bit hard for me. Can we narrow it down a bit?
It was a bit of a trick question, doll.
Yeah, okay. Good
radio. So question two, it's a multiple choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin caused a stir amongst female voters a few years ago. Should a woman become president? Now, here are your answers. A. There's nothing wrong with a woman as a president. B. There's nothing wrong with a woman that's a president, just not those two girls. C. Keep them out of the White House. It's only for white men.
That's changed.
Hang on. What's your question again?
Was a while ago, wasn't it?
Shall we move on to number three?
Let's just move along.
What was that?
Look, Bill, you know, Hillary Clinton.
A, B, or C?
No, darling, it was a bit of a joke. Oh.
Go back to sleep, darling.
Go back to sleep. Okay.
Good, thank
true
you.
Or false, Dolly, this is
true
for
or
you.
False.
Oh,
okay,
gosh, okay. Yes.
This is for you, sweetie.
The game of tennis, obviously, yes. Tennis.
I play tennis today.
You do.
Sometimes, well, is referred to as the sport of kings.
Mm. Yes.
Now, is the game from the Royal English Court?
No.
Billie Jean false. King did play it.
You said false?
False.
Do you, any?
French Royal Court.
And yourself, Dolly?
Billie Jean King.
Jamie, I'm amazed.
Yes. You got it, well Jamie. Done. You're all over it.
It was from France.
It's his healthy little outlook on life. He knows all.
Absolutely.
I don't know how I knew that, actually. That's soon. A bit scary, isn't it?
I know.
Just but it's psychicked it.
It's from the ancient royal phrase, jeu de pomme.
Hmm.
Jeu de pomme.
Is that they a ball were, question, is yeah. it?
That was a yeah. ball question,
oh,
darling.
Oh, okay.
Here's another ball question.
It's bigots and balls.
They were big on orgies too, the French royalty.
They
loved a bit of group sex. Yeah.
I'm actually reading a book about Versailles at the moment.
Yeah.
And around the early 1700s, yep. they had a really lapsed moral.
Yeah, yeah.
So having a...
lapsed or just free and easy, Brett. Let's not judge.
Well, you know, dangerous liaisons, people yeah. having affairs and jumping in and out of yeah. bed was not unusual. In fact, it was the norm.
Mm.
So, yes.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of face paint, didn't they? So
yes, a bit of face paint.
You know.
Hey, so, multiple choice. This is the next
fascinating.
One. When you're getting a tattoo,
yes.
do you
don't.
A... keep it small and hidden. Remember, this is, keep do you have balls or not?
Right.
Oh, right.
Keep it small and hidden as possible. Ask for as many drugs to numb the pain.
Yes.
B, a serious tattoo with a meaning of life and place it on your neck or a back or a prominent position.
No.
And you have to get drunk beforehand. No. Or C, tat your entire face or back or chest, biting to a bit of old leather when the work commences.
Yeah, that's the ballsy one.
That's the ballsy one.
That's the ballsy one, I guess, if you're having one.
And finally, another quote. Mm. Another quote.
Is this a bigot or a balls question?
This,
I'm confused.
This is
I know, sweetheart.
Well, you guys chose the theme, so.
Yeah. Get off the drum about that one, Jesus. Huh? I tell you, I'm not very versatile, is she?
Oh,
God,
oh.
She's going to Perth next week.
Yes.
Hey, so
we
finally,
will be able to
finally,
speak.
Now, this is a fabulous quote, and this is a female.
It's a quote about
who said this.
A female.
Okay,
female.
So I want you to guess who the celebrity is.
Oh.
Why do people say grow some balls? Balls are very weak and sensitive. If you want to be tough, grow a vagina. Those things take a pounding.
American,
okay.
American
yes.
stand-up comedian, bit old, had a lot of facelifts. Joan Rivers.
No,
oh,
but you're on the right track.
God, you were close, weren't you?
You were on the right
May
track.
West.
The fabulous, the last remaining
Phyllis Diller.
Last remaining golden girl, Betty White.
Oh, Betty White, of course.
Betty White, was she a bigot?
No. You don't listen at all, do you, sweetheart?
No, I try not to.
Bless you.
Dolly, tell us about the next song.
Do I have to?
Okay,
Yes, the next song is Diana Ross. Was she a bigot?
Yes. Well, no, she's a diva.
I think she had balls.
She had lots of D's. This is The Boss from 1979.
Yeah, disco shoes on.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, and Diana Ross was just singing about The Boss. I wonder if The Boss had balls.
Do you know what? Every boss I've ever worked with definitely had, except
has
for
balls.
One.
Which one, darling?
Oh, one from many years ago.
Many years ago. But you're getting a new boss, aren't you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm... Hey? I am.
Are you going to be in a bossy position in your new job?
It is a managerial role, but it's 13 years with the same company, which won't be mentioned because we said that we'll never talk about work on it.
And no one will know about it anyway.
But it's a bit scary because, you know, like
it's
13
funny,
years
it?
Of... Like, not doing the same job, obviously, many different jobs yes. within the same organisation.
Yes,
but,
that's right.
But, it's a bit exciting as well. Hey, Dolly, have we got another shout-out from...
Do you really want to know? We do. We've got Larissa here. I thought you were going to say something fascinating.
Back.
But anyway,
hi, Larissa.
I asked Larissa who she went to the prom with, and she went with Mark.
Oh, yes.
And he was Hugh Grant with floppy hair, bad style on the night, huge secret crush, bad style on the night. I'm wondering what's going on there.
Oh, he might have worn his stonewashed denims or something and not been very
groovy.
Maybe
his mother dressed him. You know, maybe he had no choice in it.
Yeah.
You know, they generally did, didn't they?
Oh, he probably wanted to go with a boy and he couldn't. It was all hard at the time.
So have you been to a prom, Brett?
No. Yeah. No, I actually went to a couple of different balls at high school.
Yes.
I went to my Year 11 and Year 12 ball.
Yes.
I then also went to the Gavner Sterling ball because I had a friend who was at a college in Midland.
Mm.
I also went to, I went to Servite College ball and I don't know what came over me that night and I just decided to dance like a crazy man on the dance floor.
And no female accomplices?
Oh, yeah, no, always had a female accomplice.
Oh, you always had someone on your little hand?
Oh, yes. You were popular, weren't you, Brett, really? I remember.
I don't know, maybe one to email me. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Have a moment.
Ex-girlfriends out there listening now, I bet.
No, I only ever had one girlfriend, and it never got... No, Wanda was just a good old mate from school.
All right, nothing there, yes.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. We're talking balls and bigots. Jamie, what have you got for us, sweetheart? I'm throwing the ball to you.
That's right, Dolly, and welcome, because I'm covering balls tonight.
Woohoo!
And it was probably the harder thing to do.
Don't you always cover balls?
Well, I think you should put a bit of zinc on them if they're out in the sun.
Put a glove on them at
definitely.
Least.
Definitely. You don't want to burn your balls, do you really?
Wear your zincini.
No. We're going to start with a famous ball and you tell me who it is. Who do you think it is?
Oh, okay.
Or not.
Okay.
Not working still, Brett.
No,
We've had a few technical
computer
issues tonight.
Computer says no.
What we'll actually start with then is, you shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane, Dolly. You break my will. Oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls
great
of fire.
Great balls of fire. Jerry Lee Lewis.
And coming up with more balls, of course.
I think we might have another crack at that.
Give it another whirl, Brett. Oh, there she is.
Yes, I love her. Da, da, da,
da, da. Lucy!
That's right.
You crazy girl!
It's the wonderful Lucille Ball. And really, she's just in this segment because her name is Ball. Keep it simple.
Can I say, just quickly, Lucy, I love Lucy, the Lucy Show. Yes. Here's Lucy, Life with Lucy. That
Lucy
woman
and Desi.
Was fabulous.
Why does she have so many different versions of the same thing?
Because they had to, the first thing was I Love Lucy, where she was with Desi. But then Desi and her broke up.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But the studio said, you still make us a lot of money, Toots.
Yeah.
So, you're coming back with the Lucy Show, and she and Ethel were neighbours.
Ethel Chop.
Yeah, really. That would have been a really good
or
show.
Ethel Merman.
Oh,
which
bless.
Ethel?
Now, Desi Lu, who produced all the I Love Lucy shows, also produced Star Trek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's a lead into sci-fi and Scream later on, isn't it?
They are coming up at
we've peaked too
10
soon
o'clock.
Again on that one.
What other balls have you got,
No,
mate?
Well, firstly, I've got a couple of quotes from the lovely Lucille Ball.
Oh, yes.
The
yes.
secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly and lie about your age, which I think is nice.
I just thought lie about would be sufficient.
Yes. Mm. She also said, in life, all good things come hard, but wisdom is the hardest to come by. I think she was quite wise, actually.
Wisdom. Mm.
Absolutely. She started, when she started, it was the Depression, and she was living off, you could get in the Depression in those days for a nickel.
Yes.
You could get two donuts and a cup of coffee.
Oh.
And it was a refillable a cup of coffee.
A refillable donut. That's a tricky thing, isn't it? Pop some more jam in my donut, thanks. I'm not done.
Oh,
she also said you see much more of your children once they leave home. Dolly, what do you think of that?
Well, mine hasn't left yet.
No,
darling.
So you let us know in 15 years.
I will,
years.
Yeah, if you wouldn't
mind.
Do you
think she's counting down to Ash's 18?
No, yes. I'm not at all.
She's
a gorgeous girl. I bet you and Shan would be crying your eyes out when
Absolutely.
She leaves home.
Yeah, when she goes off to college. AKA American style. Look, guys, I was also wondering if you could name any famous people with only one ball tonight.
One ball? Oh.
Himmler.
Has only got one ball.
That's right.
No?
Yes. But also another little dictator, Napoleon, only had one ball too. So perhaps it makes you an angry little short person losing
Maybe.
A ball.
Wow.
Maybe.
And it's rumoured that Arnold Schwarzenegger only had one ball, and that's why he overcompensated with the muscular stature.
Is it Schwarzenegger?
Does it throw you off kilt having only one ball? Do you
I
think?
Don't know.
Do you think it might throw your
you
balance out or something?
Get a fake ball, can't you?
What's the point of them anyway?
You know, that's funny. You should.
Wear
that.
Your bikinis.
It's really just as a. It's really.
What's it for, darling?
Well, it's just as
to balance it out.
Isn't it? Just to balance it out.
It's an aesthetic.
Have they got those seeds inside that you can pop them?
They're like a maraca, darling. Yes,
oh, you only
right.
need one. Then.
Oh my god.
I don't know much about.
So
that
other famous balls. I've found a lot of recipes with balls.
Oh.
And you've got your famous coconut almond balls.
Coconut
you got your matzo balls.
What's a matzo ball?
Matzo
it's a Jewish matzo ball.
What you talk?
And there was an awful lot of cheesy balls. I don't know. Like
cheesy balls.
Cheesy
are good.
Balls.
Cheesy balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meatballs. We said meatballs.
Meatballs,
yeah.
Of course.
Never,
but look, guys, the biggest, saltiest balls of them all, really, that I
only,
found.
Oh, look.
Comes
something
from that,
a cartoon,
you know,
show, was
from
it?
The South Park.
Andrew here. I want you to check out my new confectionaries. I think they're going to sail right through the roof. I call them Chef's Salted Chocolate Balls.
Are they good?
Try them.
Hey, Hey, these are good.
Yeah, I love your salted chocolate balls, Chef.
Say, everybody ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a pick, pick me up. Just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salty balls.
Put them in your mouth.
Put them in your mouth and suck them and suck them. It's all gone to hell, children, and we're all to blame. Even me. I was selling out my town, too.
So what do we do now?
There's nothing we can do. Just sit here and suck on my balls.
Oh, look.
Suck on my balls.
The fabulous voice of Isaac Hayes.
I don't think there's anything else we can say about
After
balls.
Doing a song
was that
called
Isaac
Shaft.
Hayes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we should have done Shaft, shouldn't we?
Shaft and
I didn't
balls.
Know
balls
you were
and
doing
shaft.
That.
I didn't know either.
I know.
Was he one of the voices, was he?
Yeah.
He's got that sort of Barry
oh,
White.
Yeah,
sort
great.
Of.
I mean, they always had guest stars doing.
Mm. Oh, did they?
Yeah, like Jennifer Aniston was in. I'm not sure if they ever got Joni Rivers in, because I think she'd do anything that Joni Rivers.
Yeah.
She's got balls.
For 50 cents, she will.
Because you know she's paranoid about not being able to work. Although she's getting so much work in her life as an entertainer and as a comedian, as an announcer, as an e-celebrity. Mm. But she said her biggest nightmare is to wake up and her book, as they say in the biz, is not booked.
Oh,
yeah.
An empty book. Sweetheart, I've just noticed you've straightened your locks.
Oh, yeah, well,
what's that?
There weren't any balls.
What did you
involved?
Do that with the iron or?
No, I didn't actually. It was How with the toaster.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I've worked out what it's for.
And that's why you've got all the burnt ends there as
that's
well.
Right,
beautiful.
Darling, yes.
I like that, sweetheart. I've
got
nice
the knife
your,
in to get
with
them
your
out.
Plaid top. It's yeah. very lesbian-esque this evening.
Oh, thanks very
no
much
worries.
For noticing.
It's very lesbian-esque.
Mister.
It's a ball of sorts, isn't it?
Have you got any more content or is it
no,
just
that's me.
Going
I'm all
to pick
balled
on
out.
My hair?
Do you know what?
I'm all balled
what?
Out.
I'd like to hear, because you've got some great bigot quotes tonight. We could start on those
well,
now.
Well, speaking of bigots, yes, I yes. guess you've started off well. Haven't you? You've got to start on those now,
I
want
to start on those because there's a fabulous one yes. now. It is a transgender awareness today.
It
for
is
those
today.
Who
yes, yes.
And if
wonderful
there's
day it is.
One transsexual that I love...
Carlotta.
It's got to be Carlotta.
Carlotta. Now, this is her on Beauty and the Beast. Before
yeah.
you play that, darling. And yes. she's doing a show at the Bowls Club.
Yes.
And she's she's singing My Way.
Yes.
And while she's singing My Way at the Bowls Club.
Sounding good already, isn't it?
No, we're building this up to yes. quite the anecdote.
She has a lesbian, there's a lesbian punch up in the audience.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Friday night in Tukulee.
Well, you're wearing your white
and
uniforms
And I must say,
here.
I was absolutely disgusted because about eight lesbians got into a punch-up.
Really?
Right in the middle of one of my ballads.
Eight?
I did it my way. I wasn't happy, Jan.
And why did they get in a punch-up?
I was out on stage, the spotlight was there, and everyone's going, oh, and they're all singing along because they all love that Frank Sinatra-type number. And next minute, this girl said, I did it my way, and then she punched the other one, and then about eight of them in a blue. I went hysterical.
God, you lead an exciting life.
Oh, it was fun.
There you
it
go,
was
every
fun.
Night, and eight lesbians have a punch-up.
Now, I just want to say, bless Carlotta, because I do
oh,
still
bless.
Love Carlotta.
Oh,
can I say,
love Carlotta.
In the old days, it was the show ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Mm.
But sometimes it's the show ain't over until the eight lesbians take each other out.
Yes. They have a punch up.
That's true.
At the Bowls Club.
At the Bowls Club.
And they have any respect,
oh,
for goodness.
Oh, dearie
so.
Me.
Did you still love?
I'll tell yeah. you who was a bigot was yes. that Stan on Beauty and the Beast. He was.
Yes.
He was awful.
Foul-mouthed bigot.
Awful. And when we were doing research for the bigots, I did find a lot of Stan actually being a bigot with his females that he had on the show.
Man.
Of course, Carlotta was on the show several times. Carlotta also was the entertainer at my brother's 40th. That was
really?
Hilarious. He flew her in.
Oh.
And but he didn't pay her. He
oh.
thought because they were friends, she could do it for nothing. Well, she wasn't very happy with that.
No,
she says,
she's
I'm worth more than a pot of beer, thanks,
can
love.
Can I say though? I remember in the 90s going up to Sydney, and we're at the Albury Hotel, and there's Carlotta. There she is with a ciggies and a beer, and she's like, "Hello, love," you know, and.
Yeah.
I found, you know, it was quite weird because
nice.
She's exactly the same
yeah.
when you meet her.
Oh,
character.
Yeah,
I think she's a character.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I've got a bit more of a song.
Bit
we'll
of
come
a song.
Back because I know we've
yeah.
got quite a few other quotes, yes. but let's play a bit of a song.
We're going to go to Queer as Folk.
Oh, fantastic.
Queer as Folk. That was what it was called, wasn't it, darling? Anyway,
yes.
this is called Dive in the Pool, and it was Barry Harris with Pepper Maché. Going back to 2001. Quite recent.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, it's cool.
Joy,
roll up the rug, Freddie. Roll up the rug.
think paint your face.
Paint your face, darling.
This is a very serious dance song, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to your Tuesday night catching up crew, Dolly, Brett and Jamie on Joy 94.9. And we're talking about bigots and balls this evening, aren't we, Dolster?
We are. We were just diving in the pool with Pepper Mache. And I'm going to be talking about some bigots. Now, we did briefly. Who was the last bigot we talked about just then before the break?
It was Carlotta.
But she's not really a bigot.
She's just got a big heart and a big character.
She's got balls. Yeah. Jeannie Little.
Oh, yes. Because she was another regular on Beauty and the Beast.
On Stan's Beauty and the Beast. Jeannie Little, yeah. And she had some very left-of-centre approaches.
Oh, let's have
she
a listen.
Had some opinions. Can I just say that her talking about migrants, and we know it's not politically correct, but this is what the show's about.
So don't send us the letters. Okay. We're just quoting someone else. This is not.
This
we don't
is
agree
Jeannie
with
Little.
This.
That's right.
All right.
Here we go.
Imagine some of us getting in a boat with two of our Gucci case and everything, with our best clothes and everything. And we just roll up on the beach at Indonesia, the Middle East, China, all of these countries where the boat people come from. We would at last 1 second. And how dare these people come here and expect to be looked after perfectly?
You know, there's not enough clean water.
I'm thinking of suing our government. Can you get rid of it? As a matter of fact, I think they should start shooting all the people as soon as they land on the beach. Put it
She's
in all
an
the
idiot.
Papers Jeannie. Around the world and no, no other boat people
Jeannie,
will come.
Even for you, that's a tad over the top.
No, I don't think they need a good lesson.
So do you want to be at the shores
good
manning
lesson.
The machine gun?
Yes, I will. I'll just say, turn around and get home. Otherwise, don't get out.
Don't get out.
Just shoot them.
Just
someone should
shoot
have shot
them.
Her. Poor old Jeannie
she's
Little.
An idiot. What an idiot.
Oh, look, she can. She's very camp with that voice, but I tell you what, that was
going.
You know
going. What, I used
just
to love her
a little
up
bit
to that
too
point.
Far.
What an idiot.
Jeannie Little. Being an idiot, being a bigot. All right, now we've also got Rose Porteous.
Oh, no, she wasn't
she
a bigot.
Oh, she's not a bigot. Rose?
Now, can I set this up? Pauline, she's having a go at Pauline because Pauline said basically she doesn't want the Asians in the country. This is all, you know,
Pauline
about 10
Hansen,
years. Yeah,
of course,
Pauline
yes.
Hanson, you know.
Another bigot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she just didn't really have a very good way of.
Another
of,
idiot.
Well, no, she wasn't. She
Are
just,
you going into bat for Pauline Hanson because she's from
she
Queensland?
She just said it the wrong way. She just said things the wrong
if
way.
If you own a fish and chip shop, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, you can in Queensland. But anyway,
Let's have a little listen.
No,
of,
well, wait. Oh. Rose is talking about to Pauline.
All right.
I am Asian. And you just said a while ago, I am one proud Australian. I am a Filipina by birth. I came here and scrubbed floors. Fortunately, I made it. The amount of employment I have given to people and the amount of charity work I have done for Australians, I dare not boast to you.
Oh, okay. She's Good done on you, Rose.
Now, having said that,
okay.
She's done a lot is for this, the Australians and the hardworking she? Australians. She's just bagged out poor old Pauline.
Yes.
Now she's tearing into one of her hired help at her house.
So all those wonderful things she just said, yes. She's about to undo herself.
She's going
to
be a bigot.
All right, yes. Let's have a listen.
No, just give me a neutral one without the colour, you know.
I find one.
Well, thank
you! We're both looking, Miss Porteous.
I'll show you I can find one. I'm really sick of you guys. I'm thankful for this. What's this? What is this? Okay, what the hell is this? You don't call me the bag?
I just didn't think that you would want to go out with a plastic bag.
Excuse me, I have my handbag. All I need is to put my goodies in.
Well, I didn't understand that that's exactly what you wanted.
Shit.
Ooh, what a nasty
thing. I said, like a little bag, I can put it on in the car. I don't have to bring it out with me.
Oh, my goodness. So all that wonderful work that she just did.
And you know what the thing is, though, Brett? She went from being the maid to having staff, and then she was still a bitch to them. I mean, come on. She knows what it was like to scrub the
she
floors.
Did, yeah.
And then she was still like that.
What a mole.
What a bigot.
What a mole. Even though I've met her, she's a mole.
What a mole. Maybe we should do a mole
what
patrol
a mole
episode.
Mole
what
patrol.
A mole.
Let's do mole patrol. Hey, now you've got a follow-up because she had a go at Pauline Hanson.
She had a go at Pauline.
And let's face it, hands down, she was a bigot.
Yes.
She is a bigot.
Well, Dolly's Dolly's undecided because she owns undecided. A fishing
No, I just think Pauline is an easy target, actually, for for a lot of intellects.
Shall we have a listen to that easy target mouthing off?
Well, wait a minute. This was recently. She had to sell her house in Queensland. Oh. And she was giving her terms and conditions on who she would sell the house to and who she wouldn't. Here she goes.
Really?
Putting a foot in her mouth.
An Asian who lives in another country to an Australian who's of Asian background, no problems whatsoever.
A Muslim?
No. Because I don't believe that they're compatible with our way of life, our culture, and I think that we're going to have problems in this country further down the track. So I have no intentions of selling my home to a Muslim.
Won't sell a house to a Muslim.
But it's not going to be her house anymore. What an idiot. Another idiot.
Well,
I'm seeing a correlation of bigot and idiot tonight.
Do you know what's great, though, is that we can sit around and have a chuckle.
She just happens to say the wrong thing.
Everyone knows that these people are bigots.
I think her heart's in it, but she just says the wrong thing.
She hasn't got a heart. Really. She hasn't.
I think you're believing the media.
Yeah, look, I'm just going to change the subject.
What are we talking about now? What have you got for us?
We're not going to play a song.
Let's pick it up.
Love You More. It's a 90s hit, isn't it, doll?
It is, darling. You like the 90s.
Oh, I love the 90s.
For you, darling.
I might have to do that soon. Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Couldn't love you more if I tried, Dolster.
Thanks, sweetheart. That was catching... we're on catching up, aren't we, darling?
We are.
We're nearly finished, though.
And we've got a little guest who's just popped in the studio.
She's popped. I burst in.
You never burst. You always pop in.
It's better than popping off.
That's right.
Son, what's happening on the show tonight,
darling? Happening on the other show after this one, Sci-Fi and Scream? We're doing Hitchcock. So hooked on Hitchcock.
Hooked on Hitchcock.
Like the birdies and stuff?
Birds in the Eyes.
Oh, I love that birdie movie.
Dizzy at Heights,
Still can't look at a pigeon.
Strangers on a Train.
Vertigo.
Crisscross.
The Man Who Knew Too Much.
The Woman Who Knew Too Little.
Topaz.
Out the Rear Window.
Oh.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah.
Where's the Rope? That's another name of one of their films.
Of course, Rope.
Of course, based on the Leonard and Loeb.
You're such a saboteur.
Ha-ha. You're notorious.
Oh, can you two get a room?
I know. How geeky were we then?
I've got stage fright.
Get a room.
Get a room.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Why have you got a stage fright, darling?
Oh, my God.
Is someone hot coming on, are they?
Never mind. It's one of the Hitchcock films. Sorry.
I'll tear your iron curtain later.
You psycho.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh, these people are scaring me, darling.
So fabulous. And you have got
staying around for the show, are you, Brett?
Oh, nice. You might be getting the tram home, Jamie. you've got a cavalcade of guests as well.
A cavalry.
You're going to
cavalcade.
We've got Tara. We've got Nathan, we've got Dean and Andy doing comics news, and we're also going to be playing an interview with the one and only Claudio Simonetti.
Oh my God, and that's all
coming. Who is he?
That's all coming. It's an Italian director.
Italian
vampires.
Composer. Of Dario Argento films. So, Suspiria, because they're playing this Friday.
Fabulous. Now, that's coming up on Sci-Fi and Screen after 10 o'clock. Sonia, so lovely to see you, darling.
Yeah.
But it's almost time for
catching up, Sonia. Thank you, Sonia, and happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Sonia.
Yeah, happy birthday, sweetheart.
She was born in 1871.
Wasn't.
In the
80s. Oh, 67, sorry.
18.
Good numbers, though, 67.
Hey, guys, it's almost the end of the show.
Yes, what are we talking about next week? You won't be here next week, will you, sweetie?
You're going to be Son's Brett.
Yes, Brett's going off to a little trip to Perth, aren't you, Brett?
Yes, I'm going to visit my fam, but I might...
We might give you a call.
Oh, that'll be fun.
See how you're going,
we'll give you a call. We'll catch up and see how you're going, because you'll be probably bored by that
bored,
stage.
Bored, aren't you, darling? Be lonely.
Hey, and it's not Thanksgiving.
No.
Thanks
for the giving. You and I will be concentrating on, Dolly, all the wonderful things that make us happy.
You might be leaving out a few of your flatmates, mate.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
Well, let's not do that.
Now.
Hey, we've got a couple of messages, and we'll be back shortly. Joy 94.9.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. We were talking about bigots and balls this Tuesday.
And we had a few balls, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness.
We had
some salty black balls.
Corsages.
Yeah. We had Lucy.
White frocks.
I think we found a lot of things with reference to Paul. I think Hanson, it was pretty interesting.
Jeannie Little, we've had it all, we've didn't we? It all. We had it
we
all.
We had it all. And we've got a final song because obviously I'm not going to be here next week.
No, sweetheart, you've said that.
I know. Well, I just wanted to say
get as much talking in as he can before he leaves.
The all next right. song is, what's you know, we're going to do an Aussie content.
Oh, yes.
Can you believe it? When I researched into disco bands of the 1970s, the Studs came up. Yes, they were an Australian band called the Studs, and ooh, this song is called Funky Feet, 1977, written by Benny and Bjorn of ABBA.
Oh, my goodness.
But they rejected it because they thought it sounded too much like Dancing Queen. Funky Feet by the Studs.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you next time, shall
see
we,
see you next week.
Good night,
have
Australia.
Good time in Perth, ready?
Good night, Australia.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Have you heard the latest craze?
What?
The twist.
No. It's called hustle. Podcasting. It's where we get to take our radio show that you all love and listen to, and then we pop it into your phone because you subscribe, and then it's just always there.
Jamie, how does someone subscribe?
You can go to the Joy website, and you can follow our links through social media, and you just press a little button that says subscribe, and then away you go.
Darling, that sounds really easy, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I like the way it says, subscribe.
It's nearly as easy as us.
It's a nice little button to press. You're not easy, are
oh,
you?
Oh, I am.
Oh, come on.
No,
oh,
he presses my buttons all oh, the time, let me tell
look
you.
Look out, now stop it, boys. So easy. So podcast away and listen to us live across Australia from any device whatsoever.
Or just tune in
what
Tuesday nights.
What about a thong? Could they listen to a thong?
If you had a Maxwell Smart sort of thong, would could have be? To be a special thong, though.
A thong?
Thong. A thong, not a schlong, a thong.
No, oh, not the underpants version, Brett. As in shoe wear.
Jamie was with me, weren't you?
Oh, shoe wear.
I think we're a little bit in the red.
It's a little jandal. It's a jandal of sorts.
A jandal?
Yeah, that's the New Zealand type
isn't
of thong.
Isn't that a jandal?
Yes.
Cut, darling, and let's get to the show. Come on,
can't
shut
wait.
Up.
Remember, join 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.